Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We are in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, and we have six questions from you, the fan. Let's get to work. The first question comes from Jill in Denver, Colorado. What is a realistic expectation for how long it might take the defensive coaches to impart their knowledge and turn things around? Well, Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer does not strike me as someone who is shy from holding his team to high expectations. I don't think this year's Vikings defense will be any different for Coach Zimmer. The realistic expectation is 1 year. It should take the Vikings 1 year to turn things around. I think they'll have a top 10 defense under Mike Zimmer and defensive coordinator George Edwards. Remember, Cincinnati had a top 10 defense consistently under Coach Zimmer, and last year they were third overall. That's a big jump for last year's Vikings defense to make to this year, but we have an increased level of talent and we have a great coaching staff. I think there's a big turnaround coming for the Vikings defense this year. Our next question comes from Gary. How is Everson Griffin doing in OTAs? I think he is going to have a huge impact if he develops into the player we've seen flashes of. I think Gary is right. Everson certainly has flashed throughout his career with the Vikings, and right now he's about to hit his prime. He just got a big deal, and I think he's motivated to play well for the Vikings defense. He's looked good so far in OTAs. He's a great athlete, so he always looks explosive coming off the edge as a pass rusher at defensive end. But we're really not going to know how he's looking until we get to training camp in Mankato and the pads come on and we have live contact. That's where the guys in the trenches really show us what they're made of. So far, so good for Everson, but I'm looking forward to getting down to Mankato and watching him once the pads come on. Our next question comes from Steve in the United Kingdom. With all the positive chat about Norv Turner's offense and how he has been doing it for the last 20 years, surely teams will someday figure out how to stop him. Well, teams haven't quite figured it out yet, and Norv's been doing it actually for over 30 years at the NFL level. Coaching does matter at the NFL level, particularly when it comes to game plans and making adjustments during games. But the bigger thing is player execution. You can have the best plan, the best coaching staff in the world, but the players don't execute, none of it's going to matter. So it's a big deal that we have Norv Turner here to run our offense, but it's going to be an even bigger deal to see if Norv can get those players to execute the plan. Our next question comes from Joel. Chase Ford looked good when he played at the end of last season. With John Carlson gone, is Ford the third tight end on the roster this year? Well, he's one of the guys who's going to compete for that spot. You figure Kyle Rudolph is in, and Rhett Ellison, given all he can do, is going to be on the roster as well. Chase Ford will compete for a spot at tight end, but so will A.C. Leonard, an undrafted rookie free agent the Vikings picked up this spring. He's had a really good OTA period here with the Vikings. It's going to be fun to watch him get to know the offense a little bit better and maybe even start working with the first team and second team from time to time to see if he can challenge Chase Ford for that roster spot. I think tight end is a deep position for the Vikings, given who they have at the top with Kyle Rudolph and again with Rhett Ellison, given all that he can do. But part of that depth is Chase Ford and A.C. Leonard competing for that third spot. It's going to be a fun one to watch at training camp. Our next question comes from Twitter. Brian asks, will Jarius Wright get more targets this season, and does Sean Prater have a chance to get playing time? Both questions I'll answer with a yes. We'll start with Jarius Wright. He got some playing time last year, and when he did get on the field, he made big plays. He beat Richard Sherman for a touchdown, one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. So I think Norv Turner is going to turn the tape on from last season, and he's going to want to try and find a way to get Jarius Wright more involved. The Vikings' top receivers all return, so it's going to be tough to find a way to get Jarius more reps, but I think Norv Turner is going to do it. Sean Prater, he had an interception for the Vikings last year, one of just three cornerbacks to grab an INT on the Vikings 2013 squad. I think he's going to have more interceptions this year because I think he's going to make it. The Vikings have some competition brewing at cornerback. Once you get past Xavier Rhodes and Captain Munnerlyn, it's wide open from Sean Prater and Josh Robinson to some rookies the Vikings drafted in May. So good competition at cornerback, and I think Sean Prater is going to be in the mix. Our final question comes from Bobby in Chanhassen, Minnesota. With the World Cup underway, which current Viking would you want on your soccer team? This one is actually a no-brainer because it's Blair Walsh. That's the guy you want. He actually has played soccer and he's a kicker. But let's take the specialist out of the equation. If I could only pick one player from the current roster to be on my soccer team, it'd be Kyle Rudolph, and he'd be my goalie. Nothing wrong with having a 6'5 goalie who catches everything in sight. Those long arms, he's got a wide catching radius, and I don't think the other team would score very much. So Kyle Rudolph would be my pick. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for joining us, and please submit your questions again because we're going to return next week after the Vikings minicamp this week, and we'll have lots of answers to lots of questions. We'll see you next week.